and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. The guys like to wear their heart on their sleeve, and with that, they love helping out Melbourne's most deserving people.
We were able to, Fev, yesterday be part of something really, really special. We were contacted by Sharon, whose friend Kylie has been going through a really tough time. She's been diagnosed with a condition which is leading her to become completely deaf. So she's had a bucket list and she's been trying to tick off things on her bucket list before she loses her hearing completely. Yep. And we thought when Sharon contacted us, let's do something really special for her before she loses her hearing. So we got Sharon to trick Kylie. So she pretended, she said to her friend Kylie, I've won a prize. We get to stay at Crown for a night and we get treated to a wonderful night. And so they've gone into the hotel, they've stayed the night, and then yesterday they thought they were going into a boardroom to fill out a survey about how their experience at
Crown was.
Did they
think the prize wasn't even from the Fox? Did they think it was some other random?
Yeah, they'd done some sort of online.
Just give us the 5 stars and we'll be out of here.
Anyway, so Sharon has walked Kylie into a room. Now, little did she know, little did Kylie realise, not only was she about to meet us, but she was about to walk into a room where her favourite recording artist, Casey Chambers, was going to walk in and serenade her personally. So imagine that. You love this singer more than anything in the world. And then she walks in and she sings a private personal ballad to you. So wait for that moment. It all kicked off when Kylie walked into the room
and saw us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
Kylie.
Hi.
Who knew? This whole thing was a bit of a setup, I have to say.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Kylie. Thank you.
We know that you've been going through a pretty rough time and your dear friend Sharon contacted us and told us about your condition. And Sharon, can you tell us, everyone listening, what Kylie's been going through?
About 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with neurofibromatosis type 2. And the average person, I feel, would just kind of go, this is it.
So what is that? What is happening to you at the moment?
About 2 years ago, I had the left acoustic neuroma removed, which means that I'm actually deaf in that left side. I've still got the acoustic neuroma in my right, so they are thinking of early next year going in and trying to debulk it, meaning that they will leave the tumour on the hearing nerve but sort of shave it off so that it's got more room to grow.
When you talk about these tumours, essentially, Kylie, you're going deaf. Is this the outcome, the future?
That's right. The minute they remove this tumour, then, yep, I will lose my hearing.
When you're faced with that challenge and, you know, our hearts go out to you, hearing, we all take that for granted, but there are things in life that when you think you won't be able to hear again, and we know that you're obviously got a bucket list of things that you'd like to do before you lose your hearing, we know music is very important to you.
Now, we've spoke to a lot of your friends and they always all say that you're an amazing woman and you do everything for everyone else, but you don't do anything for yourself, so...
We have somebody here who would really like to meet you.
Oh, no!
Well, I don't have as many friends because I'm not as pretty as I was. Kicked myself at times because I've lied. 'Cause you're the captain, I am no one. Tend to feel as though I owe one.
You're so sorry.
'Cause you're the captain, I am no one. I tend to captain, and I am no one, and I owe one to you.
Woo! Thank you.
Woo!
Oh, this is so surreal. I was just telling this lady over here that...
That's our producer, Ali.
Hello. Hello. Oh, man. Oh, my God. This is one of my favourite moments ever.
Casey, thank you so much for doing that for Kylie.
Thanks,
what a beautiful moment for us to share because, Kylie, we can't have you not having beautiful memories, particularly your favourite recording artist.
I will be fully impressed with that one forever, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
What a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Amazing.
Kylie and Sharon, what an amazing friend. And then Casey Chambers, how incredible was she?
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
We love hearing from people in Melbourne and listeners of this show. And we heard from Paul recently and his message to us. It really touched our hearts. Paul has recently reunited with his daughter. Now, the backstory of this is that Paul was separated from her early on in her life due to custody issues, and she went on to live with her mother and then ended up in the foster care system. And unfortunately, Paul wasn't allowed to find her until she was 18, so her identity wasn't released to him. So she's recently turned 18, and finally, after 10 years, Paul's been reunited with his beautiful daughter, and he reached out to us with his story, and we've got Paul on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hello, how are you going?
Oh, good, Paul. It's a really beautiful story of you reconnecting with your daughter she's had a bit of a tough time, hasn't she, ending up in the foster care system, and obviously you weren't able to find her, and that must have been heartbreaking as a dad.
It was. It certainly was. I had been looking for her for 10 years and then found her accidentally when she was about 14, 15, but then wasn't able to make contact with her until she turned 18.
So for those 4 years, you had to sit back and wait till she turned 18?
Yes, yes. Oh, wow. All I could do, I found where she lived, but couldn't make contact. So every birthday and every Christmas, I just secretly got a present for her and dropped it off at the front door.
Paul, you know, it's a really heartbreaking story, and you now, you've moved on, you have a new partner, but this is your only daughter. She's your only child. And I think
that's right. The
beautiful thing, as much as it's hard to deal with the past and the fact that you'd been separated, you've become close. Is that right? You've really worked on building this relationship.
Yeah. So I've been as patient as I could, without pushing any boundaries. All I did was, continue to give her a birthday Christmas present each year. That was the only thing I could do. This year at Christmas, I wrote a letter about myself and the family. Excuse me.
No, Paul, we understand. Right, it's really emotional for you.
I wrote a letter and sent it to her for Christmas and explained who I was and my family. And she contacted me on Christmas Day and said she'd like to meet me.
Oh, Paul. Wow.
That's a nice Christmas present.
It was great. Yeah, it was
and
great.
So that's since Christmas you've been connected?
Yes. So I gave her some Ticketek vouchers for Christmas. And I said, how did you go? Did you end up going to a show or something? And she said, I really wanted to go to Chili Peppers, but I couldn't get tickets. So,
Boxy.
Well, Paul, we've got you and your daughter Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. You're going to go in a couple of weeks and you get to take her, okay?
That's fantastic. Thank you.
28th of February.
Thank you very much.
It's
unreal.
Paul, thank you for sharing your story. It's a beautiful story and we really wish you and your daughter all the best.
Thanks, guys. That's just absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Well thanks, done, Paul. Good luck.
You're a legend. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits. The Fox.
Now, on the show this morning, we're talking about inspirational mums. We were contacted by Ebby. We've got Ebby in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Ebby.
That's okay.
Now, you contacted to tell us about your amazing mum, Mandy, who is your inspiration. And, you're going to get me crying already. Mandy, you're here too. Thank you for coming in, Mandy.
Hi.
Now, Mandy, we know you've had a really tough few years. In 2013, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm sorry now. I feel bad for bringing that up. We know how hard the last few years have been, really difficult, and with all the treatment you've gone through, you couldn't stay working and had to quit your job. And your daughter loves you so much. She contacted us to tell us what an inspiration you are to her. Ebby, did you want to say some words to your mum or tell Melbourne how amazing your mum Mandy is?
Yeah, she's a good lady. Not too much, she already knows, but yeah, you explained most of it, so.
Mm.
And how have you felt, Mandy? You've got a lot of support, obviously, from your daughter and for her to sit here and say how much she loves you. Boxy's already got you crying.
Yeah, I know. I'm not, the Boxy's hold it in. And, yeah, no, it's lovely.
And so you think that you've come in here today.
You think.
To go on a afternoon tea, a mother-daughter afternoon tea.
Yes.
That's what you've been told. That's not really why you're here.
What's she done?
We know, Mandy, that you are a massive Robbie Williams fan. So
yes.
We've got tickets for you to go to Robbie Williams this Saturday night, Rod Laver Arena. You're both going to see Robbie Williams.
I really don't know what to say.
How much do you love Robbie?
Oh, I love him.
You love him? And also, for a little sweetener, you're going to meet him.
One-on-one.
Are you serious?
One-on-one with Robbie Williams.
Don't.
Yes. You're going to meet Robbie.
You and Robbie.
I was just joking about this with one of my mates because she's at Robbie Williams too. And she goes, if you get to meet him, I'll kill you. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, you get to meet Robbie.
I don't know what to say.
You're going
to
be touching, well, like, appropriately.
Oh,
you know, you're going to see.
I'll touch him anyway.
Robbie. Okay, talk us through this. So, Mandy, you're living in Richmond. Your
I grew up in Richmond in the 70s. Mm-hmm. I'm in my 50s now. There's a group of us. We've been friends ever since, you know. 30-odd years, and for my 40th, the crew from Richmond, they got me the mosh pit, gold card, whatever.
Oh, you're in the mosh pit.
Yeah. So that was for my 40th. That was fantastic. And I know that cost them a lot of money. And then in 2015, I finished my first round of chemo, and my friend Nikki, she had a ticket, so I went and seen Robbie again.
Oh,
yeah.
We just know what a tough path you've been on, and you've got to look for these, you know, special moments in life, particularly for you two as a loving mother and daughter. We'd love nothing more than to send you to see Robbie perform, but also meet him in person.
I really don't know what to say.
It's tomorrow. It's the Feb 24th, a Saturday night, the Rod Laver Arena show, and you meet Robbie. You've got a bit over 24 hours to prepare for this. Oh, Evie, this is happening.
She's not going to be prepared.
No, I'm not. Well, just have the time of life.
Yeah, I really don't know what to say. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Mandy. And you know what? Tomorrow night's all, put everything out of your mind. Go there, enjoy every song, enjoy the moment, and obviously get a photo.
Oh, we'll
please do.
Whatever you do.
Thank you very much. I don't know what to say.
Oh, well, that's just the least we could do.
Exactly. And good luck on your path and your journey. And you really are a beautiful mum and daughter. So we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Fifi, Bev and Byron.
The Good Bits.
The Good Bits.
101.9 The Fox.
It's Mother's Day this Sunday, and there are lots of incredible mums around Melbourne, and we wish every mother, carer, grandmother, anyone who plays that role, a maternal role in anyone's life, we wish them a wonderful day this weekend. We heard about a mum, a nana in Melbourne, who does a particularly incredible job with her three grandsons. So we wanted to do something very special for her. Now, her name's Marlene. Now, we thought to surprise her for Mother's Day this Sunday, we had to get her here in the studio yesterday. So a bit of smoke and mirrors. What we said to her was we pretended that her grandson, she has three gorgeous grandsons, Shaden, Chase and Taylor. Now, Marlene came in here yesterday thinking she was accompanying her young grandson to play Alpha Bucks Kids.
Right.
So we said to her, Marlene, we'll have a quick chat with you and Taylor's brother, Shaden, before we go ahead with Alpha Bucks Kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Marlene in the studio under the pretense of playing a game, but we actually got to know a bit more about her incredible story. Now, Shaden, you are Taylor's big brother.
He's the big dog.
Yeah. He is. And Marlene, your nan.
Yes.
And now the three boys all live with you.
Yes, they
yes.
do. Yes,
excellent. And Shaden, there is a bit of a sad story behind this. are you okay to talk us through how you ended up living with your nan?
It's a couple of years ago. My mum and dad both died 6 months apart of breast cancer. It was my mum. And I think it was kidney cancer with my dad.
So that's obviously devastating. So tell us why, like, Nan's so important to you three boys and you're being the eldest. Why is she so special to you?
Because she's kind of like a guardian Yeah, she's our taxi driver.
Uber Nan.
Yeah, Uber Nan. Yeah, and she just does both roles of a parent, really.
She looks after you in every way.
Yeah.
Marlene, you know, you must be so proud of your three grandsons.
Yes, I am. We've just gone through what they call a strive with the teachers, and they all got very good reports, which I'm so proud of.
Oh, you must be.
Great job, boys.
Because 3 years ago, you lost your daughter.
It's 4 years in July, but I stepped up like any other grandmother would, and I couldn't wish for better. Great kids. They're really good. Honestly, they were. They're just well brought up by both their parents. I acknowledge that because they were fantastic people, and it's not fair. It's not.
Marlene, you are an amazing woman, and you've got your three beautiful grandsons here who love you to bits. Now, you think that you're here for Talon to play a competition.
Yes.
It's Mother's Day this weekend, and your three beautiful grandsons reached out to us because they want you celebrated on Mother's Day. They think you are a wonderful, incredible, not only mother to them, grandmother, role model.
And guardian.
We spoke to Shaden. Shaden, what did you say that your nan would love more than anything?
Well, she's been talking about going on a cruise. That's something that she's wanted to do for a while.
Well, Marlene, for Mother's Day, this is from your beautiful grandsons. We are going to be sending you on that cruise. We've got you return flights to Sydney, an all-inclusive 9-night cruise of the South Pacific for you and your best friend. You'll be boutique shopping in Vanuatu, relaxing with the views of Noumea. You'll be checking out New Caledonia, all meals included. You are going on a wonderful trip, and it's all because your grandsons just want to thank you for everything you've done for them over the last 4 years.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you so much. It's the biggest surprise. So we've been quizzing Talon to go on the show.
Poor Talon, he's not going to do his competition.
He's sitting out there saying, oh, I don't say it's homework. Do you have a passport?
Yes, I do, yes.
We also just wanted to acknowledge your family, that is in, and Shaden, you are sitting in front of us, you're on the radio, incredibly brave, courageous. The loss that you've all experienced, our hearts go out to you and your family. Thank you for coming in. And Marlene, I mean, you are an absolute treasure. How precious to take care of your three grandsons.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Shaden, how does that make you feel, buddy?
makes me feel good that she appreciates us, and I appreciate her as well. And yeah,
she gets to go on that cruise.
Yeah, which is really good.
Beautiful. What a beautiful family. And boys, you are incredible testament to your parents and your nans. So have a wonderful Mother's Day, Marlene, and the best time on that cruise.
Thank you so much.
Beefy, Bev and Byron.
The good bits. 101.9 The Fox.
Evie Jones filling in for Fief, who only yesterday made the announcement on our show. Daisy Bell Box is here.
Yay.
Her second daughter. It's so exciting. Now, at Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower, which was an amazing event a couple of weeks ago, we did it at Melbourne Arena, we met Beck from Seaford. She is a hard-working single mum, like so many that were there that morning. Now, Beck has a 6-year-old daughter, Indy. And she gave us a bit of detail on Indy's current situation.
She's now unable to do anything for herself. She's legally blind, has a little bit of hearing loss, and is eventually it will take her life. We've been raising money for about a year to help us buy this car. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a struggle.
Beck, the mum, has been using the GoFundMe page to try and raise this money. That's obviously in the news because of Israel Folau's use of GoFundMe.
Yes.
Fev, this was smart because you thought, hang on, let's use GoFundMe. Let's get Melbourne around our friend Beck. Let's use it for something
that it should be useful.
Meaningful, yeah.
Yes. And as you said, we met Beck at Fee's Single Mum Baby Shower, and we heard about her story, and it just worked in perfect. So thank you, for Israel Folau, for alluding us to the GoFundMe and seeing people that should be using it for the right reason.
The right reasons.
And Beck is one of those. Morning, Beck.
Good morning.
And how have you been the last couple of days?
Good. It's been really exciting to see how many people are supporting us. It's been awesome.
Yeah, it must feel so overwhelming. So now we had the goal. You had the goal of $20,000. So I can report right now. We're going to try to get there by the end of the day. But we've got $17,844 that we've raised so far.
Amazing.
What would that do?
Well, yeah, it's definitely going to help us get a wheelchair accessible car. And I don't know how we would have got there otherwise. So I'm really grateful.
Now, Beck.
For everyone.
Well, let's keep in mind too, guys, this car, and this was always the goal, the $20,000 was for a car similar to a Kia Carnival. Yeah. And this allows Indy to get around and it has to be converted and it needs all the bells and whistles. That's what we're pushing. The 20 grand is to get to that
Beck's
car.
Beck's a single mum. She can't work full time. Yes,
no.
She's a carer as well. So there's no way she was going to raise this on her own.
No, and Beck, we've got another mother on the phone, Narelle from Mill Park. Good morning, Narelle.
Hi, Narelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, great. We're good. You contacted us, and have you got something to say to Beck?
I do. Hi, Beck.
Hi.
Look, I heard your story. My daughter and I heard your story while we were driving to school and work the other day, and we were in a very similar situation probably about 3.5-4 years ago when my son was diagnosed with cancer on the spine and was a quadriplegic. He has since passed away and we now have a wheelchair vehicle, accessible vehicle, sitting in our driveway that we don't know what to do with. So we would actually like to donate the Kia Carnival that has already been modified to you for you and your daughter.
Oh, wow, that's so amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, Narelle, that is unbelievable to be able to do that for Beck. That's amazing. And obviously we're raising the money on the GoFundMe page for Beck. And you also got that car from the GoFundMe page, didn't you?
Yeah, so we had a number of someone set that up for us on our behalf because I just couldn't do it, and we raised enough money to purchase the car. Yeah. And you know what? It was specifically for that, and our son Lockie would be devastated if we didn't do something like this and pay it forward because of the kindness and the generosity of the community. We would never be in this situation.
Oh, Narelle, you're an absolute gem. Now, Beck, so obviously we've raised nearly $18,000 for the GoFundMe page, but with the GoFundMe page, you know, that money was going to go towards a car, but you have a car now, so you can use that money to go forward on just helping out little Indy with everything that goes on with day-to-day life. Is that right?
Oh, seriously, that's so generous of her to do. That's just amazing. I have no words, really. I don't know what to say. I'm very, very grateful.
This is unbelievable. So that will go towards ongoing costs. Yeah. So the money that we've raised, and the beautiful full circle moment is the people that helped Narelle raise the money in the first place.
GoFundMe as well.
They have now assisted via our show and to Beck. Now they've now assisted Beck with the very same thing.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Congratulations, Beck. You have a car for little Indy. And Narelle, you're a very special human, and I bet you Lockie will be proud. He'll be a proud son now looking at mum who's given away a car to someone that was in need. So you're a super mum, Beck. Hope everything goes with little Indy. You'll be able to get her in the car now, and you've got a lot of money there that's going to help you. You are a single mum who works part-time. You've got another daughter as well. So we're bloody stoked for you, mate.
Oh, I'm so grateful to everyone. Seriously, it's absolutely amazing. I'm so grateful.
Thank you to everyone who helped us, and that means the additional money, of course, will continue to help little Indy and Beck. Hey, Narelle, again, unbelievable. Narelle, thank you, Narelle.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Narelle.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.